Ba-dum, bum, 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 bum.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Ba-dum, bum, 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 bum.
Oh. Welcome to a new week, Carrie Bickmore.
Oh, it's Monday.
I know.
What a ripper of a weekend.
Tommy Little, your legend, hello.
Oh, hey, champion. It is nice to see your gorgeous faces. Hey, I'm going to kick the week off with a question.
Mm.
It is a fashion question, mm-hmm. and it's about ladies. Mm-hmm. So, Buzz, I'm going to ask you first, because you're very proud of your haircut, Buzz.
Yep.
Yep, it's ripping. It's a ripping head of hair you got.
Thank you.
And although this is a lady question, it is a hair-related question. You know how it's quite in vogue at the moment for girls to shave the back of their head but have a ponytail over it, so the bottom bit?
I've got a couple of friends who got hair like that.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Buzz you out.
Good.
Because do they do that for fashion or is it for temperature control?
It's for fashion.
Oh, because I thought, I looked at a girl today.
No girl has a haircut for temperature control.
Oh, I thought that would make it heaps cooler,
I mean,
right?
It does. That's a, like, that's a side effect.
That's a,
what's
it
called?
Bonus.
An additional bonus.
Yeah.
But that's not your purpose.
Right. So it's fashion with a little bit
no
of
no one would go cooling. To the bloody hairdresser if it was about temperature control and sit under a bloody hairdryer for an hour.
Right. You just shave the noggin and be done with it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. I've always thought that would be the worst bit about wigs.
Is that all the questions you've got to start the show
That's
with?
The question I had to start the show, yeah.
Okay, sure.
What, do you want more questions?
No.
Okay.
I want to give it a shout out to anyone who had to drop their little one for the first day of kinder this morning because I had to drop my little one and I ended up having to go for a run afterwards. Because I was that emotional. I thought if I run, I won't cry. And then I was running and crying at the same time, which I always think is a weird thing for people that are coming the other direction where they see you.
Yeah. Yeah. It's also a weird thing
like
to see that.
You're running from a robber.
Well, to see that whole thing play out, you've essentially just dropped a child and then run away crying from her.
Oh, so sad. She's a big girl now.
Cute.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I need your man brain.
Okay. Girl, it's been sitting over in the cupboard there and hasn't been used for a long time. I'll just knock the dust off this thing.
I know often that men joke that they need help deciphering what women really mean when they send messages and they... Are you going to talk like that?
Yeah, no, go on. Go on, love. Yeah, nah.
You know, and if we say, when you say, is everything okay? And we go, it's fine. What does it's fine really mean? Like, I know the joke's always on us that we mean something else that we're not saying.
Yeah.
I think something's going on in my house, but the reverse.
Oh, you don't know what, Walks is up to.
It's hard for you to think and talk, isn't it?
Yeah, I can only do, okay, righto.
Why don't you just talk?
Here we go. All right, Sheila's going to have another talkie. Okay, Buzz, listen up. Sheila's having a talk over there. Yeah, okay. Sorry. Yes.
So you know how ages ago we spoke about how, Chris, don't keep doing it, please. Listen. No, really, just need you to concentrate. Yes, okay?
You can tell because I go into the pose for it.
You stop listening and you start doing this weird thing.
My legs widen. I really, what's it called?
Manspread.
Yeah, okay, here we go. Listen up. Sorry, yes.
Okay, ages ago I spoke about how Chris on a Monday night plays basketball, right?
Yes.
Sometimes A grade, sometimes I grade. It varies depending on group he's playing with.
Mostly I grade,
but
you said.
To be fair, tonight he is playing A grade.
Is he?
Oh, this is a good tune, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
He plays A grade. He can play all grades, right? It's just
he can't.
It's just about, well,
he can't play NBA.
It's just about, do you know why I'm saying so many times he can play all grades? Because he got really upset.
Yeah,
that
I know.
In my article that I wrote, I pointed out he played I grade. So he goes, I can play A grade, you know.
So let's pretend that he's not listening. Go on. He's
no, it is A grade tonight.
Sure.
Anyway, it's his A grade grand final tonight. Right? And he said to me last Monday, oh, you can come to my grand final next week because it's 8 o'clock. You can come straight after the project. And I was like, great, cool, awesome, I'll be there. Right? Anyway, weeks gone past and he's obviously been talking about his grand final a lot.
Yeah. A grade. It's big time. It's finals.
On the weekend, I said, I'm looking forward to coming to your grand final. And then he just was a little bit quiet about it.
No.
And then last night, we were trying to talk to our babysitter about what time she needed to come today and what time I'd be home from work. And then I said, oh, it depends. What time's your grand final? Because you might have to stay to wear both home from that. And he goes, oh, you don't have to come if you don't want to. I said, no, I can come. And he goes, it sounds like it's too difficult. I said, no, it's not too difficult. I just have to work out the logistics. Yeah. You go off to your game. I'm the one that has to work out the logistics. Anyway, so I was trying to work out the logistics and he kept saying, like, quite aggressively, you don't have to come.
Do you want me to I can already tell you.
No, I just need
happening.
To finish it, right? Yeah.
Oh, God.
Man.
Okay. She was having another bloody speaky speak. Okay.
Then our babysitter left.
Yes.
And then we went to bed. He said, again, you don't have to come. And then he has sent me a message this morning. So I left for work and I said, see you tonight. He sent me a message about 20 minutes later saying, actually, I'm going to find it because this really, he never sends messages like this.
Oh, this is invigorating stuff as you scroll through your phone messages.
He said, hey, hun, don't stress about coming tonight. It's not really worth it, full stop. You just get home and have a good rest.
Yeah.
Since when do I need to get, I'm not 80.
You do need a rest.
I can't work out. Does he want me to come or has he decided now having me there is going to make him nervous?
Mate, I could have told you a minute ago.
Oh,
no.
I just wanted to get to
the visit. I know, but he doesn't want you to come. Because he offered, thinking you'd go, oh, no, it'll be too hard pressed. We'll need to get a babysitter. And he's just thinking, I want to celebrate and have frothies with the boys. You.
Oh, it's not the game bit. It's the after
bit.
You're going to cramp your
style afterwards. Buddy, old ball and chain here. I'm just trying to have a few skewies with the boys.
Oh, so I should never have said I wanted to come.
No,
well,
you did
fine. Well, that makes me want to go even more now.
Yeah, let's go. Let's take a squad.
Let's go. What, are you going to come?
I'll come.
You can't come.
Why not?
Although you're his best friend. Maybe you should go instead of me.
He invited me weeks ago before he even knew. Yeah.
Oh.
I reckon we should go.
I am going to go.
Yeah, but that's not what I said.
What's this? Look at Buzz putting his hands in the air.
Oh, sorry.
This is the music that used to play when I used to go watch basketball as a teenager. They play this all the time.
How did you get that unitard on so quickly?
Came prepared. I was ready for it.
You're ready for this?
Let's go and support. Because
oh, great. Let's
I think
take
you need
a banner.
Support. Let's take a banner. Can my banner say, go best mate, go?
Mine can just say, you don't really want me here, but I'm here anyway.
Yours needs to say, I'm sticking round after the game for beers.
No beers, babe.
Yeah, no beers after the game. Straight home, please. Let's get heaps of people. Let's get a whole squad down there. What's his team called?
Oh, no, I don't know what his team's called.
How can we get people down there?
You can't get people down there. What do you mean?
Why?
Like strangers.
It's 8 o'clock. It's in Melbourne somewhere. Where is it?
At MSAC.
At MSAC?
Yes.
People can totally come. You're going to be there.
What if like everybody comes along and then it puts them off that game and then they lose?
Hilarious radio content.
But he listens. If he's listening, he might be listening now. He'll call up and say, don't like this idea.
Yeah, I'm sure he's not going to
say
like
again,
this idea.
Babe, please don't come. Don't bring your friends or my best mate.
Bring your friends. Great chance to meet Carrie Bickmore. 8 o'clock. MSAC, you need to find out. There's like 10 courts there, mate. What court's it on?
I'll find out.
And what's their team name?
What we'll do is we'll find out the courts in the song. But 131060, if you are Melbourne based and you want to come along and show some support for this amazing sporting achievement.
Or even if you're interstate and reckon you could fly down and make it in time. 131060.
Give us a call right now.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
If you live in Melbourne and you are free tonight, 131060, we need your help.
Oh, it's the basketball event that might stop a relationship. This is your partner Chris's grand
final. He's playing in the grand final of his A-grade basketball. Yep. I've given him a lot of SHIT about this over the last few weeks, but I'm going to support, although I'm not sure if he wants me there because he keeps telling me in text messages, don't worry about coming, don't worry about coming, okay. Don't worry about coming. So not only am I coming, now Tommy's coming and now Tommy wants a gang to come and support him.
I reckon we should bring a whole crew down because there's not enough support out there. Honestly, Walks is just feeling under-supportive. I think that is the case.
Oh, well, you just turned it around before you just said he wanted to go out for beers.
I'm saying whatever I can to get people
on
board.
Okay, 131060, come with me tonight. We want people to make signs. We want you to, like, write all over your body. I don't know the name of the team yet, so you can't do that too much.
But there'll be person-specific signs saying, like, go Chris.
Yes.
Yeah, on your walks.
Like, you won't have to have the one that says go babe. I can have the one that says go
babe. You have one that says go babe. That's fine. You can use his name as a pun. Walk all over him, mate.
Oh, yeah. Good lad. You're born for this.
Walk on the wild side.
We've got Melinda on the phone. Melinda, you coming, babe?
I won't be able to make it. I've got too many kids to feed.
Okay. But, I mean, what kind of excuse is that?
Five kids. And I'm
a great excuse.
Five is the perfect amount to spell out the name Chris one letter at a time on their stomachs.
They'll take over the whole game.
Melinda, you've got a theory. Is this true?
My theory is, reading between the lines, it sounds like he may not have even been selected.
Oh, wow.
And he doesn't want to tell you this. So he
feels
so embarrassed.
Oh,
Melinda,
no.
So you think he doesn't
want... got there?
We're going to have a gang of 100 people rock up.
And he's on the bench.
I mean, Melinda, what if you take your step one further and he's never played basketball and he's been having an affair this whole time? Imagine that. You rock up
one
there
night,
and
it's an
like,
A grade affair. The next night, no, it's an A grade affair. When he comes home and says what grade, it's him just giving the affair a marking. We got Courtney on the line. Courtney, are you coming along tonight to be a cheerleader?
Look, I'm going to try my best. I haven't seen a basketball game for 2 years, so I'm keen to go and watch one again.
Oh, mate, me neither. Let's do this together.
What better way to start than a few men who are over the hill and will probably pull a hammy halfway through? Great. Courtney, you're in.
So, Courtney, stay there. We're going to get your details. We're going to meet outside MSAC.
I reckon there's a little counter where you go in
to
the basketball area. Meet there at 7:45.
Okay. And if you're not meeting there because you can't come, we're going to tell you all about how this went down
tomorrow.
But we've got Seth on the line. Seth, are you going to come?
I reckon I might have to show up, I reckon.
Yeah, great. Even just to meet Carrie and Seth, I'm going to be there. I'm going to rock up. I'm going to be 10 minutes late, but I'm going to be there.
Are you a local, Seth? Sorry if that disappoints you.
I'm about an hour and a half away. But
mate, you can't drive an hour and a half.
Yes, you can.
I'm going into the city with two boys, so I reckon.
Yeah, this is great. Bring all the boys, Seth. How many you got in your crew, bro?
About five.
Yeah, that's good. Bring
them
all.
They can spell out the Chris.
Chris.
Amazing.
Yeah, that's good.
Travis, are you coming?
Sure, I am.
Yeah, Trav.
Great.
How many you got in your squad?
Maybe 15, I'd say.
Oh, Travis! This is awesome.
What if the team... Yes.
Oh, sorry, go?
No, you go, Trav.
I think maybe he just... maybe he doesn't want to, like, disappoint you, and then that's why maybe he doesn't want you to come down. Maybe he's thinking that, he doesn't want to let you down. So I reckon we get all of Melbourne involved and just really grab him up.
I really like it, because maybe he's scared of just one person coming to support him. Maybe he's not good in front of... Some comedians aren't good in front of small crowds, but they relish big crowds.
What happens if he loses? I'm never going to hear the end of this.
That's fine. It's still good content
this
for our radio
show.
Your idea. Sure. You're pointing at our producer, Caitlin, there, just for reference.
Just before we go, Pete, are you going to be able to come, mate?
Oh, mate, I'm trying to logbook out the window. I put a collar on the drive shaft. I'm full noise southbound.
Where are you coming from, Pete? Where are you driving from?
West Sydney, about half an hour ago, mate. I've got to see how this plays out.
Oh, you'll be there. Good to see you, Pete.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Oh, and I've started to make banners. I've started to make banners because we're going to see your partner walks. We're going to see him play basketball tonight. A-grade grand final. The game starts 8 o'clock. MSAC in Melbourne. Everybody get down there. 7:45. Meet Carrie at the counter outside the courts.
Yeah.
Jared, are you coming, bro?
Yeah, I'm in.
Okay. And how far are you driving? I believe you're driving a fair way. Is that right?
Yeah, we're coming from Swan Hill.
Yes, Jared, that's too far.
No, we've got our accommodation booked on South Bank.
Brilliant.
No way. Yes! Jared, you ripper! We're on because this is going to be the best night of our lives.
You're head of the cheer squad, Jared, if you're coming that far, mate.
Yep.
No worries.
I love it. We'll see you tonight. With quick take, Maddie, you coming as well?
Yep. I'm coming down with a Japanese exchange student.
Oh, great.
Oh, yes. It's the international language of sport, basketball. Anyone, you know, you don't need to speak our language to be able to watch and enjoy.
Yeah, sure. Those words. It's strange that was worse English than the Japanese international student will have. Maddie, you're in. We'll see you at MSAC tonight. Everyone, bring your friends. This is going to be, we should check what the records for crowds and attendance for a local A-grade open men's basketball final are, because let's shatter all of them. Right now, Buzz, let's do this.
Phone me, my one and only.
So this is a segment we've only done once before, and this is how it works. It's very easy to do broad talk topics, right? You just go, hey, pineapple on pizza, yes or no, and the phones go absolutely bananas. Yep. But to single out one person, to find only one person this applies to, I reckon that is when you have cracked the dark art that is commercial radio.
Yeah. When they say mass appeal, that's what they talk about.
Yeah, that's what they want us
appealing
to have.
Appealing to one person.
I'm doing the opposite of what they want at the moment.
We won't keep a show on air if we only appeal to one show person.
It's
you know
fun
that,
to
yeah.
do every now and then. 13 10 60. Here is my question for you. If you work at Foot Locker or have worked at Foot Locker, but are also a referee for a sport, and at one time you've worn the wrong outfit to the wrong job. So you've rocked up at your refereeing job and you've gone, that's embarrassing, I'm wearing my Foot Locker top. or you've rocked up at Foot Locker and you've gone.
This is not phobia, my one and only. You've had a run in with someone and you just want to find this person.
No. And you've gone.
Why are you rocking up to referee a game in your Foot Locker top?
Because they look like referee outfits.
Do they?
Oh, mate.
I don't understand what's actually happening here.
Then just shut up and listen.
you want somebody who works at Foot Locker to rock up, but they've accidentally worn their Foot Locker top.
Just stop talking. Buzz, what I'm looking for here is if someone has worked at both Foot Locker and been a referee, and have you just seen a Foot Locker outfit?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, now are you on board? Oh, gosh.
They look like referees.
Oh, wow. Give us a call, 131060, if you've worked at Foot Locker and been a referee, because that could quite easily happen. They're both, one's a sporting store and one else is a sport. That could easily happen. And have you once rocked up a refereeing thing and gone, I've got my Foot Locker top, I'm an idiot. Or have you rocked up a Foot Locker and thought, that's embarrassing, that's my refereeing top. Oh,
this is the weirdest thing you're asking people to call about. No one's calling.
No, well, we've got one call there. I can see it. And that's all we need. We need one. That's the whole point of this segment. I'm looking for the needle in the haystack. Okay. If you remember the first time we did it, it was, do you own a cat, but are you allergic to them?
We had a lot of people saying, my auntie is. I once had a dog I was allergic to, but it was never a person who was allergic to their own cat.
Yes. And I think you've misunderstood, because I've never explained this segment properly.
No, you haven't.
Because oftentimes, you know, yourself and some of our producers have been like, oh, from personal stories, like, oh, maybe that could be a phobia of one and only. They're hypothetical situations. Because if it comes from, why are you wrapping it up?
Because we have to go to a song.
But, mate, we need to take,
we haven't got any, Leisha, have we?
Leisha, g'day.
Hello. How are you going?
I'm pretty good. Are you our one and only? Have you worked at Foot Locker and been a referee and got your tops confused?
No, but my nephew has.
Really? What sport did they referee?
Referee basketball.
Yes. And what happened? They rocked up to the basketball game and they had their Foot Locker top?
No, his dream job was to work at Foot Locker. So he used to turn up to Foot Locker and help people in the referee outfit.
Oh, that's so funny. He used to turn up to Foot Locker and help people in the referee outfit. Hey, that's a great way to rob a Foot Locker, by the way.
Oh.
Just turn up in a ref's outfit. I probably shouldn't encourage that. Don't rob Foot Locker. They're great people at Foot Locker. But that's not exactly what...
It doesn't count.
No, but that's almost a better story than yours. Thanks,
Leisha. Well, I didn't even have a story.
Well, that's what I mean.
Okay, it's going to be the Carrie and Leisha show.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Gosh, I'm excited about tonight.
Oh, I've got to talk about something that I feel like there's a community of people that feel the way I feel.
Is this your swingers thing again?
No. Swimmers. This morning I went to Ollie's.
Swingers involves your swimmers as well, but that's fine.
Well, that's true. I wonder if you could do swinging in a swim pool. You probably could.
Definitely could, but it'd be disgusting for anyone who had to use the pool next.
That's probably what happens in spas all over the country. So I was at Ollie's swimming carnival this morning, and he made it to some divisional thing, Madhuvi, where he's killing it.
He's doing great.
Well, look.
Yes.
Sure, he's doing great.
Yep.
He was there and I kept telling him in the lead up, mate, no, because he kept saying, what if I come last?
Did he do great? He was present.
No, it's actually, look, he kept saying, what if I come last? And I kept saying, mate, not everybody from school's been selected. You've been selected. Just being there is enough.
Also,
right?
This is the next level up, right? So if you come last in this, it's still best out of the next group.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then what happened when we got to the swimming carnival, I was feeling so anxious about being there. Not really anxious for him, anxious because it brought back so many memories of when I was a kid that I got confused and couldn't work out which kid he was in the lane and then watched a whole kid swim. He doesn't know this. This is on air, isn't it?
Mm.
Yes. That's what
we're
doing.
He's still at school. No, he's not. Anyway, he's not listening.
Did you cheer home someone else?
I cheered home somebody else.
Did he even hook someone?
No, and then he came up and I said, that wasn't too bad. He goes, we came last. And I was like, oh, you did, but still great effort, mate. Oh,
I did think you looked like a fat Asian kid in the pool, but okay.
But why? The reason I was so anxious is because it reminded me of swimming carnivals when I was a kid.
Did the kid look like him?
Nothing like him. But all you can see is a cap.
Oh, and they had the same colour swimming caps.
Same colour. And can I just also point out, whoever should have to do butterfly? Is that the most ridiculous, like,
don't they give them the option in primary school? I remember we were given it was butterfly or that side stroke, the rescue one.
I know, they were all doing butterfly.
Oh, mate, that all.
Like, I'm 50-metre pool. I couldn't even do 5 metres of
it. I'd be dead halfway.
Anyway, I was getting all anxious because it reminded me of my swim carnivals. I hated going to swimming carnivals. Yeah. In fact, it used to make me anxious for days leading up to it. I used to pretend that it was that time of the month every time it came around to a swim carnival. And at one point, I remember the teacher, I'm not going to go too graphic here, it's hard not to, but the teacher said to me, you can still swim at that time of the month, can't you? It was a female teacher.
No, you can't, because that's the time of the month that Buzz calls Shark Week, isn't it?
No, because...
I did not
she
say
said
that.
You just use a, and everyone knows what I'm talking about, and I told,
you,
I lied.
You
and,
use a what?
A tampon.
Oh, sorry.
And I lied and said that I still couldn't use tampons just because I didn't want to have to compete in my swimming comp. That's how much I hated
I'm not,
it.
I'm not.
Hated
I'm,
it.
Mate, I'm not. I'm
Let's not,
not
focus on that.
But there's not that much to
stop,
using them, is there?
Stop. But it reminded me, when like I was saying, speaking about this before, Buzz, you said you hated your swim carnival.
So my mum. Did you use the same excuse, Buzz?
No, my mum actually came and watched one of my swimming carnivals. I think I was about 10 and I was doing the 100 meter freestyle. So I jumped in and all the kids had finished before I'd even got to the 50 meter mark. And then by the time I did a tumble turn, everyone thought I was drowning. It took me like 4 minutes to get to the other side.
Did you mean to do the tumble turn or did you just tumble and then panic and turn?
No, we had a pool at home. It was 8 meters, but all I practiced was the tumble turn. So I was like, if I'm going to do one thing, it's the tumble turn.
That's
and Caitlin,
good.
Like you yourself hated them?
Yeah, I did because I choked on water and nearly drowned and was so embarrassed.
I wasn't.
Did you like them?
No,
I can't swim. That's really right. Swim. We worked that
no,
out.
No, I can swim. I can swim.
Anyway, I know we're not alone in this. I know there's a lot of people that found swimming time hard. I want you to call us 131060. I want you to tell me what went down at your swimming carnival.
Yeah, because you know what I think of. I was overseas. Well, I don't know whether to say this.
Just now.
Last time I went to use a pool when there was a swimming carnival on, they had to shut the pool because someone had done the business in the pool.
Oh,
and
right.
They shut the whole pool down. So what I'm trying to say is stuff goes down at swimming carnivals.
Yeah. If that's a story you've got, 131060, we're looking for what happened at the swimming carnival. 131060, that's our number. We'll take your calls next.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
In 4 hours until the massive Gotta Be There event, your partner, Carrie, Chris, his A-grade basketball grand final, MSAC, which is in Melbourne, tonight.
Tommy's convinced me to bring a cheer squad, so come down if you want to come down.
We're going to be there.
We're going to be there. But right now we're talking what went down at your swim carnival because I went to Ollie's this morning and it filled me with anxiety because I remembered how much I hated them and the things I used to do to get out of swimming at the swim carnival. Tim is on the line. Tim, were you a good swimmer? What went down at your swim carnival?
Oh, look, I was a terrible swimmer. I jumped in the water. Swimming togs went right to my ankles. I was like a big white iceberg bobbing in the water. And every time I came up for air, I could just hear roars of laughter.
Oh,
I'm trying to do freestyle and pull my togs back up. I was in year 10.
You mean year 10, that time that men are really confident in their changing bodies and nothing will rock them?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. Emily.
I just love that look of the, I mean, I'm pretty mature and so I still do it to make my mates laugh in the pool, but that look of a bum out of the water, like the...
with no togs on.
Yeah, like the, so funny. Like the whale kind of breaching.
Emily, how did you go? What went down at your swimming carnival?
So at my swimming carnival, to get out of the races, I would go and hide in the bathroom and that when my races were called, and then I'd have a quick shower and then come out puffing, pretend that I'd just finished the race.
But who are you pretending to? Like, hasn't everybody watched?
Oh, well, yeah, but there was enough to get away with it.
It's hard to notice everybody at once.
You weren't even watching your own kid.
I was trying. I just watched somebody else. The other kid did really well, though. Scott, what went down at your swimming carnival?
Actually, I used to love swimming, but I remember I made it to my zone carnival, so it was the one after your school one.
Yeah.
And we come up against this guy. We didn't know who he was at the time, but it was bloody Ian Thorpe.
Oh.
So we've all jumped into the pool and he's up the other end already. It's like a 50-metre sprint and you just didn't have a chance.
The torpedo.
And did you notice him because he was wearing flippers and then you realise, oh no, that's just his feet?
Something like that, yeah. It was crazy. It was actually, I think it was 1999, the year before he went to the Sydney Olympics.
Wow. So Scott, you must have been pretty damn good though if you're competing against him.
I was a half-decent swimmer, but not anywhere in their level. It was crazy.
Did you come better than last, Scotty?
Yeah, better than last. I was usually around third. I think it was they take first and second, and they'd go to, I think the next one was regional.
Mate, but that's great.
Up until that point, yeah, third is like the first loser.
All I've heard from that is you podiumed with Thorpey.
Exactly. Finally, Ryan, what went down at your swimming carnival?
So I was year 7. I hated swimming completely and jumped in the pool and faked to drown.
You faked drown? That's extreme, Ryan. Did you get rescued?
Yeah. Yeah,
all the
time get rescued and fake to be puffed out and
Well, that's a nice way to find out that at least people care. Imagine if you fake drowning, then you found out also nobody cared enough to jump in and save you.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Now, Buzz, one of the great things about our job is we get to sit across from one of the most talented women in the country.
Yes. Right?
Now, I'm not just talking about her known skills, her great broadcasting ability, things that have won her numerous accolades over her years, but there's skills that she has that people don't know about, isn't that right?
Amazing skills as well, might I add.
Yeah, there was that thing with the legs and the wall that we can't repeat on radio. But there's also another one that we can talk about. And you briefly mentioned it off air there because you went for a run on the weekend.
I did a fun run yes. for the kids.
Yes, raising money for a great cause. Yes. And Arnie was there.
Well, Arnie did the countdown. It was so weird because I thought it was like a pre-recorded Arnie message, just counting down 10, 9, 8, 7, you know, whatever. And then he got to the bit where...
Stop. Because that's what I want to talk about. Do that. Repeat what you just said. Then.
I can't do Arnie's accent.
You can.
What is he?
Just do it.
10, 9, 8, 7. It's not him. I can't do accents.
I
you
like
know
it.
That.
No, I reckon you can. I reckon the one ingredient you're lacking in your accents is someone else. You always need a champion to lift you up. Well, guess what, Pickmore? I'm your champion, Buzz.
Okay, get ready to be amazed.
Karen, impression more.
Very impressionable.
Okay, I didn't have much time to bang that together, and that was the best I could come up with.
Well, yesterday I kept trying to say all day because one of the things I found funny was that Arnie said, when I say it, it's not funny, but it was funny when Arnie said it.
What did he say?
And we were talking about how wrong it is, and no one can say it in this day and age, but Arnie said it. As he was encouraging everyone, he said, don't. I can't do his accent.
Hey, go. Just give it a go.
Don't be a girly girl. It sounds Indian.
That went very Indian.
Don't be a girly man. Don't run like a girly man is what he told everybody to do.
Okay, I'm not interested in the details. I'm interested in your skill.
Can you speak like Arnie?
Get to the chopper. No.
Don't be a girly man. Is
oh, that's better.
Better.
Is that better? Yeah. Get down. It's not a tumor. It could be a tumor. You just have to go with the lines
10,
that you know.
9, 8.
Yeah, that's
Is
gone.
Is that getting better?
That's gone a bit Hitler-ish, to be honest. Here we go. Your first impression.
Oh, no. It's, I can't do this.
It's Matthew McConaughey. We're going to give you an example of his, and then you can repeat it.
Okay, here we go.
All right, all right, all right. 1992, Daisy Confused, the first words I ever said on film. Well, all right, all right, all right.
All right, all right, all right. I don't know what he's saying were the first words I ever said. I can't do this. All right, all right, all right.
All right, all right, all right. You've turned full governor then. Okay, that's not bad. See, I reckon, again, we're working up to find your best bit. What about this? This is Sofia Vergara.
I had two costumes. I was the Virgin Mary. Can you shut up a little bit and then...
I was the Virgin Mary. Can you shut up? No, I'm Indian again. Why do I always go Indian?
You went Irish then. Give it to us one more time.
I had two costumes. I was the Virgin Mary. Can you shut up a little bit? And then
I had two costumes. I was the Virgin Mary.
See? It's getting better. I can feel the energy in the air. All right, what about the president?
I love this place. Hello, Pittsburgh. Hello, Pittsburgh.
I can't do him.
Have a go.
I love this place. Hello.
How did that one
they
go
all
Indian?
Sound the same.
How did that one?
I can't do them.
How did that one go
I
Indian?
I told you I can't do accents.
Actually, with
you do Donald.
Give it to us again, Buzz.
I love this place. Hello, Pittsburgh. Hello, Pittsburgh.
I love this place. Hello, Pittsburgh.
No.
Hello, Pittsburgh.
No, you can't do that either.
That one's too... No.
No, that sounds like you're...
What's happened to this one? Oh, gosh.
Can you do George W?
We have it all seen down in Tennessee. Fool me. What's that? Fool me once. Shame on. Fool me. You can't get fooled again.
Very good. Very
what
good.
About what about Yoda, the most famous impression? It's the most done one.
From Star Wars?
Yeah. No, hang on. Give us another Yoda.
I haven't seen Star Wars, so I don't know your famous impression.
Buzz, you don't know who Yoda is.
I mean, I do, but I don't know what he sounds like.
Buzz?
No. Why not? Do or do not.
There is no try.
Do or do not. There is no try.
No, no. Can you do the impression now?
Harry Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Hughes and Kate in to drive you home next.
Woo! Yeah, they're Big up and about. Little.
What are you guys doing tonight?
Deep fried Mondays. That's what we're doing.
So. Do you know what you I'm doing tonight?
Yeah, what are you doing?
I think I'm going to watch Your Fella.
Yeah.
You know why? I'm so down with the B-ball now.
This is great.
What's prompted that?
Because
I've got three little boys who play basketball.
This is great.
My husband learned to coach watching YouTube clips.
There's a resurgence of basketball. I'm also interested. I went to the grand final of the NBL the other night.
Oh, that's right, with
Raph. Unbelievable.
Oh, yeah, you did. I saw that. I mean, this is not NBL. This is A-grade local basketball.
Do you still have cheerleaders, though? Because cheerleaders are a real big part of what goes on.
Have you got any black men?
Does this remind you of... this is like when the cheerleaders
come
on.
Oh, yeah.
Carrie is right now doing some cheerleading.
Yes, she was.
Tommy, are you going?
I'm going, yes.
Get her pom-poms.
Hang on. It sounds like if I get her pom-poms, are you in?
What time is it?
Oh, of course
it's 8 o'clock. Game starts.
I will drop past if she's doing pom-poms.
He will. You know what Hughes always said? Sorry, Carrie. He's always gone, she's got a great rig.
Have I said that?
Yes, you've always said that. Actually, you say something more specific because children are in the car.
So you just have to use it
to your imagination.
I think I've said chassis.
Oh, chassis. Yeah. Chassis.
Hughes, have you ever looked at my chassis? How come I'm not getting a look in?
Oh, you're not my cup of tea.
that's hurtful.
You're a lot of people. Tommy, how gorgeous.
You're nobody
in this studio at the moment. You're nobody's cup of tea.
That's rare, though. Everywhere else is everybody's cup of tea.
He's DMs. How many DMs? Are you still DMing? Or are you talking about International Women's Day with that woman the other day who DM'd
Hang on, I'll just check my DMs.
How many?
I've just got one new one and it says, not my cup of tea either.
Okay. That person's negging you. They're negging you.
But that's why you love us, Tommy.
I know.
But the grand final, Carrie, we're in. Get pom-poms.
So if you're driving along and listening and don't understand, my partner Chris has been saying that he wanted me to come to his basketball grand final and has now decided he doesn't want me to come anymore. We're not sure if that's because he's been benched.
Doesn't matter.
Or because he wants to go for beers afterwards and he thinks I'm going to cramp his style. But either way.
Maybe he'll be too nervous if you're there.
I think that's too easy.
We decided the only thing that made him nervous was small crowds. So we've got to make sure it's a huge crowd.
Huge crowd. So everyone
needs to come down.
We've got someone driving from Swan Hill.
There's a guy trying
to get there from Sydney. We've told him he won't make it in time, but he's trying.
This is fantastic. So quarter to eight, meet at the counter outside the basketball courts at MSAC.
MSAC's in Melbourne,
well, we don't know what quarter's on.
I don't even know the name of his team.
They've got to meet outside, yeah.
All right. Hughes and Kate there are next. They're also coming down to MSAC tonight if you're in the Melbourne area and you want to cheer on Carrie's partner Chris, 7:45
MSAC. Whatever he's doing, Buzz.
It doesn't even matter what. Get on down there. We'll see you tonight. And if you don't pop down, we'll see you tomorrow. Have a great afternoon.
Either way, they'll be dribbling.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.